There are reasons why Castiel should wear Dean's clothing. That only Dean knows. Written by Aria Lorandiere and read by Litra. A Supernatural Castiel Dean Fic. Summary. Dean likes the sight of Cass in his underwear. Way too much. Dean tapped his foot in annoyance, watching as steam continued to billow out of the shower. As much as he appreciated their new hot water heater, and boy did he appreciate it, Cass was taking twice as long as he or Sam normally did. He wanted to get into town and back before dark, but if Cass didn't hurry up, there was no way that was going to happen. "Yo, Cass, today?" He relaxed when he heard the water turn off and glanced to the clothes laid out on the bed. Getting Cass new clothes, other than the old pair of jeans and t-shirt he had been wearing for a few days, was one of the primary reasons they were making the impromptu trip into town. "About time. I mean, you were pushing there."
"I apologize, Dean. I found the constant stream of hot water very pleasing."
Dean chuckled. "I do too, Cass. I get it. I'll wait out in the living room for you. Try not to take too much longer, okay? Sam might get antsy." He turned to grin at Cass and froze. He'd steeled himself for the sight of Cass in a towel, with his hair wet and messy, but that was nothing. Nothing compared to what he did get. Cass couldn't be.
"Is something wrong, Dean?"
Castiel stared back, wondering why Dean had paused in the bedroom to continue to stare at him. Dean swallowed and just stared at Cass some more, his jeans tightening.
"Cass, are you wearing my underwear?"
Dean said. Castiel looked down at the gray boxer briefs and then back up to Dean. Sam had assured him it would be more than all right for him to do so. Perhaps he had been mistaken.
"Yes, Dean. Sam was very skeptical that his would fit, and suggested yours before we acquired some for me."
He choked and stared at the line where Cass's pale skin disappeared into gray fabric. Gray, tented fabric, because of course it wasn't enough to just see Castiel in his underwear. Oh no! Cass had to be half-naked, turned on, sporting an impressive erection, and wearing his underwear. He was going to kill Sam.
"Is something wrong, Dean? Sam assured me there was no need to speak with you first, though I did suggest it."
Castiel watched as Dean shifted in place again, the third time within 30 seconds.
"There's..."
Dean took a slow, steadying breath, and reminded himself that there was no adjusting himself in his jeans while Cass was staring like that.
"There's nothing wrong, Cass. I don't give a shit if you borrow my clothes. But, why didn't you take care of yourself in the shower?"
Castiel blinked in confusion.
"Take care of myself? I do not understand."
He looked down over his chest and stomach before looking at Dean.
"Are you referring to my erection? I apologize. You expressed a desire for me to finish my shower. I thought it pertinent to masturbate at another time. Perhaps later this evening."
Dean was pretty sure his brain broke at the word erection. Then his control broke with the word masturbation. So wrong in Cass's voice. In a moment, he had Cass pinned against the wall, his blue eyes wide with surprise.
"Damn it, Cass, you can't do stuff like that."
Dean buried his face in Cass's neck and groaned. Cass had even used his body wash. Possessiveness flared in him again.
"God damn it, Cass." "I do not understand, Dean."
Castiel shifted his hands to rest them at Dean's waist. That seemed to be the safest position at the moment.
"Why are you..."
"Cass!" Dean wanted to laugh, wanted to say something, anything, to get Cass to understand.
"God, Cass, you even used my body wash. Are you trying to drive me crazy?"
Castiel frowned again. His body was reacting to Dean pressing this close to him. He was overcome with the urge to pull Dean closer, to rub against him. His erection throbbed, craving the friction he had not been able to provide in the shower.
I have no desire to alter your mental state, Dean.
Dean closed his eyes and inhaled again, the scent of Cass's skin rising the longer they stood like this.
Cass, listen to me. Then you can decide whether or not to hit me.
Why would...
Just listen.
Dean took another deep breath.
The sight of you in my underwear turns me on. The sight of you half-naked really turns me on. And the sight of you standing here with an erection on top of the other two makes it damn near impossible to keep my hands off of you. Do you understand now?
I do not.
He resisted the urge to groan. All right, Cass. What don't you understand?
Why would admitting desire for this?
Cass paused, a brief look of pain crossing his face.
Desire for me inspire the urge to harm you.
Because that isn't exactly normal, Dean said. It took him a moment to realize that they were still standing far closer than they should be. Cass's hands felt like they were burning him through his clothes. Castiel tilted his head to the side and continued to stare at Dean.
How? You are always the cause of such reactions in me. Your eyes, your lips, your skin. They inspire the same. Such desire is normal in humans. How is the desire you feel for me different?
Heat shot through him with a groan.
You want me? Do I desire you?
Castiel waited for Dean to nod and smiled at him.
Yes.
Fuck, Cass,
Dean said, his voice dropping low again.
You can't say things like that.
He forgot about holding himself up and away from the angel and got in close, savoring the feel of Castiel's pale skin against his.
Dean.
Cass reached out, his fingers bunching in Dean's t-shirt where they clutched at his waist. His body was suddenly out of control, his hips moving to rock against Dean, craving friction. More of Dean's body pressed against his. He licked his lips, struggling to speak.
Do you...
Ah!
A loud noise was ripped from his throat as Dean started to move with him, their bodies starting a rhythm of their own. Dean bit down on the pale skin of Cass's throat and sucked hard, smirking when he saw a mark start to form. Cass was his. His, only his. He let his lips trail up Cass's neck to his ear, sucking the lobe into his mouth. Pleased when Cass let out another loud noise, his whole body shivering.
Do I what, Cass?
Castiel fought to think, but desire was traveling through his body so quickly that he could hardly stand it. What had he been about to ask Dean? What had been his question? How was one supposed to think when everything they were doing felt like this? Heat, friction, the noise of Dean's breaths, and the feel of his body. It was overwhelming and perfect all at once.
Come on, Cass, tell me. What were you going to ask me?
Dean rocked his hips forward once more before stilling, keeping every inch of him still pressed to Cass. He whined, his hips moving forward again, seeking the friction Dean had been giving him. His erection was straining, desire flaring hotter than he had ever felt before. Everything he had thought of, imagined, nothing came close to Dean touching him like this.
Do you desire me as well, Dean?
Dean chuckled.
Would have thought that is rather fucking obvious, Cass.
Yes, well...
Cass gasped as Dean rocked against him. Dean's erection appeared to be as insistent as his own.
Hey, Cass.
Castiel forced himself to focus on Dean, on those green eyes that were smiling at him. Dean looked pleased, happy, beautiful. How was it that this man desired him? Inspired such want.
Yes, Dean.
Dean licked his lips, grinning when Cass's eyes dropped to his lips and did not look away.
You ever been kissed?
Kissing. It was an abstract thought. two mouths meeting, pressing close, much like their bodies. Dean found it pleasurable. He did it often with the women he pleasured.
No, Dean.
Would you like to be?
Dean said, smiling when Cass looked up at him again. Castiel considered it for a moment. Dean appeared to have leaned closer. He could feel every exhale of Dean's breath on his lips. They tingled as if imagining the pressure to come.
Yes, Dean.
Dean gave a small groan.
Love the way you say my name, Cass.
He leaned in and kissed Cass. His lips were chapped. Chapped and soft. Perfect. He could kiss Cass every day for the rest of his life. It would be easy.
I was.
Cass bit his lip and groaned as Dean kissed his neck, biting and sucking at the skin. It was an act he had observed dozens of times, but he had never felt before. Extraordinary. His skin felt on fire. He wanted, needed more.
I was unaware that there was an incorrect way to say your name, Dean.
Dean chuckled. Angels. His angel. There isn't. I like the way you say it, that's all.
He mumbled into Cass's neck, sucking at the skin. He had already left a handful of marks and was planning on leaving many more. Castiel pushed his hips forward again.
As wonderful as this feels, Dean. Can we... Ah!
Dean smirked and rolled his hips, pressing their erections together. As much as he wanted to tear the clothes off Cass and touch more skin, this felt too good to stop.
Just like this, Cass. Want you just like this. Want to see you lose it.
His whole body shivered, and Castiel clutched Dean tighter. This felt like so much more than it did when he masturbated. This was pleasurable, to be certain, but he did not see where the appeal that so many talked about came in. Now, like this, with Dean pressing him even more tightly into the wall, he had no trouble imagining pleasure worth giving up everything for.
Dean. Yeah, Cass, that's it.
Dean dropped his hands to Castiel's hips and coaxed him into a slow rocking motion.
Come on, feels good, doesn't it? I know it feels good for me.
He got them moving in a slow motion, rubbing back and forth against each other. Castiel clung to Dean, his hips, his body moving out of his control now. He wanted now. He wanted so badly he couldn't stand it. Everything felt too much.
Dean, I can't.
I... It feels so...
Just let go. Your body knows what to do, Cass. Knows what'll feel good.
Dean panted the words into Cass's ear, grinding harder against him. Cass held him tighter, whimpering and moaning into his neck, while his hips moved frantically against him.
I got you, Cass. I promise it'll feel good.
Dean. Dean.
Castiel knew that he should lighten his grip on Dean's shoulders, but everything was so intense. And every time he moved, it got worse. His entire body felt tense and desperate for the orgasm that was just out of his reach.
Dean, please.
Dean dropped one of his hands to Castiel's lower back and pulled him closer.
So good, Cass. So beautiful. You're gonna make me come just like this.
Castiel's eyes flew open as he stared at Dean, and all of the tension in his body seemed to snap in one moment as his orgasm washed over him. His hips still moving against Dean, aftershocks shaking his body. Watching Cass's blue eyes go wide in surprise, and then lax in pleasure, was undoubtedly the hottest thing he had ever seen in his life. Dean held on to Cass a little tighter, his dick throbbing with need, demanding it be taken care of. Cass's mouth had fallen open during his orgasm. Dean claimed it again, his mouth devouring Cass. It only took him another minute before his orgasm was washing over him, a tidal wave of pleasure as he sank against Cass's body, leaving him pinned to the wall.
Dean.
Dean blinked his eyes open slowly, raising his face from Castiel's neck to look at him, nervousness stirring in the pit of his stomach.
Was Cass going to say that he regretted what had happened now?
Yeah, Cass?
I believe I am going to need to borrow an additional pair of your boxer briefs. These require washing.
All of the tension drained out of Dean in an instant. His shoulders shook with laughter, and he pressed a quick kiss to Cass's lips.
Never, ever change, Cass. Ever.